Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. Great show for you today. Got the surest sign that rock and roll is an aging format when not one, two, three, but four bands announced tour postponements due to health concerns with one of their members. I'll have a story about music artists trying to make a difference in the midterm elections, which are coming up. We've got Phil's pick, which will give me an excuse this week to play a band from the 60s that I'm sure you have not thought about in a long time, but they do have a great song that we'll play. And of course, the best rock from all eras, all ahead in the next hour, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Out here among us. so hard not to pick a kite. She always prayed to headlights. One, two, three, Marlena's. There's got to be someone we can trust out here among us. Selfie rolls, maybe a Chevrolet, one where I can pull that top down, just let my radio play. Now I'm heading out on that highway, I'm going right out of state. Now I ain't looking back until I'm gone, right through heaven's gate. One, two, three, Marlena's. There's got to be someone we can trust here among us.
Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's Baby Boy, and the Wallflowers with Three Marlenas. And we hear the Steve Miller Band and Jungle Love here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a chance to enjoy this phenomenal fall New England weather. One of the best times of the year to be around here. Last week was a holiday, so we did a special show, and it was a rerun from an earlier show. And so a lot has happened over the last couple of weeks that I haven't had a chance to share with you, so I've got a lot of information on this week's show. First of all, I guess the big scandal over the weekend was the Robert Kraft wedding. He secretly wed his longtime girlfriend in a very posh affair in New York City that featured Elton John and Ed Sheeran as the wedding band. That kind of gives you an idea of the scale of this thing. But there was so much gossip around this event. First of all, Tom Brady was there. And without Giselle. And Bill Belichick wasn't. Wow. So anyway, the talk shows had a field day with that this weekend, and I'm not sure it really amounts to much, but a lot of gossip around Robert Kraft's wedding. What was the over and under you had on seeing the first Christmas commercial this year? Well, this one even surprised me. On Thursday night, October 13th, I was watching the Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime, and there it was, first Christmas commercial, Old Navy. Thank you very much. We're not even close to Halloween, let alone Thanksgiving. Brace yourselves, folks, because it's coming. Well, we've got a lot of good show for you today. We've got Phil's Pick now, and Phil's Pick has a very special aspect to it this week. And so I invite you not only to listen to Phil's song that he picked, but also the one I'm going to play after it that is very much related to it. Because what I find most interesting about this week's pick, and the song is very good, and Phil will tell you about it, is there's a background singer by the name of Susan Cowsill, who is a member of the 1960s band The Cowsills. Now, you may or may not remember them, but in any event, I will tell you a little bit more about that on the other end. Right now, here's Phil's Pick.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is The Power of Love by Freddie Johnston. Freddie Johnston is a New York City-based singer-songwriter, originally from Kansas. Johnston's songs are often about troubled loners and cover topics like heartbreak, alienation, and disappointment. Known for his songcraft, he is described as a songwriter. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Deepest dive in line to the endless stars above. why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there,
hair,
shoulder length longer,
hair,
here, baby, there, mama,
everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Grow it, show it. Get caught in the trees, a home for the fleas in my hair. A home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees, a nest for birds. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it.
Short.
I am so glad I got a chance to play that song for no reason other than it reminds me of the deep recesses of my childhood. Those are the Cowsills, and the song was Hair. And if you didn't know it, the Cowsills were actually the inspiration for the Partridge Family television show. They were a family band, kind of like the Osmonds, although they never got that much popularity or credit. But they had some good songs there in the late 60s and early 70s. And, of course, we played that because of Phil's pick, which today was Freddie Johnston, The Power of Love, and that features Susan Cowsill on background. She was only 12 years old when the band broke up, but she has had actually an interesting solo career since then, and she does sing background on that song. Well, I've got some music news to share with you. I'd mentioned this at the top of the show. Perhaps a consequence of an aging genre, there were a full slate of tour cancellations due to health issues in bands over the last couple of weeks. First of all, Coldplay said that they'd be postponing planned concerts in Brazil after Chris Martin got ill. He has a serious lung infection, and so he was put under doctor's orders to rest for up to 3 weeks, and he is doing so. That was followed by announcements from Rage Against the Machine, Ringo Starr, and Lindsey Buckingham, all of whom canceled or postponed tour dates due to illness over the last couple of weeks. Also in music news, Duran Duran have announced they are producing a documentary film in celebration of their 40th anniversary. It focuses on their close relationship with the city of Los Angeles. The band captured their recent rooftop performance in the city at the Astor Hotel and gathered up some decades-old archival footage to pair with some exclusive interviews for what would become a Hollywood High, their 75-minute documentary concert film set for release in theaters on November 3rd. The midterm elections are just a couple of weeks away, and political pop stars are doing their part in partnering with the nonprofit voter registration organization Headcount to boost voter turnout. The organization said that based on key campaigns with Harry Styles, Ariana Grande, Megan Thee Stallion, Billie Eilish, Beyonce, David Byrne, Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, and others, they've registered more than 150,000 voters this year. And with 150,000 registered voters, Headcount reached a new milestone, raising their previous count from 89,000 for a midterm election. Let's get to some new music now. A couple weeks ago, I told you that Bruce Springsteen was about to release an album of Motown covers. It'll be called Only the Strong Survive. Well, he's released the first single from that album. This is called Do I Love You, new from Bruce on Rock of Ages.
As long as there is life in me, your happiness is guaranteed. I fill your heart with I hear you're mad about Ruby. Like your eyes, I don't like him too.
He's an artist, a pioneer. We've got to have some music on the new
Donald Fagen from his solo album called The Nightfly from 1982. He, of course, of Steely Dan. And that is New Frontier. And we heard Bruce Springsteen before that. He's got a new album of Motown covers coming out. The album will be called Only the Strong Survive. And that song was called Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. Originally done by a gentleman named Frank Wilson in 1965 and released on Motown. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for listening. If you are in the Boston area, you can always listen on the radio, 91.5 FM. If you are out of town or just can't make the Monday morning at 8 o'clock time slot, understandable, you can stream the show right off the website at WMFO.org. As always, a busy week in rock and music history. This week in 1957, Paul McCartney and John Lennon performed together for the first time. After Paul joins John's band, The Quarrymen, the show takes place at the new Clubmore Hall in their hometown of Liverpool. This week in 1968, also coincidentally in Liverpool, at Liverpool University, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham perform as the New Yardbirds for the last time. After that, they take on their name, Led Zeppelin. This week in 1972, Creedence Clearwater Revival calls it quits, announcing in a press release, "We don't regard this as a breaking up. We look at this as an expansion of our activities." Of course, the band never performs again together, but John Fogerty had a very, very successful solo career, still going strong today. This week in 1977, Leonard Skinner released Street Survivors. It was their last album with Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Steve Gaines, as both are killed only 3 days later after the plane goes down en route to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And finally, this week in 2006, Patti Smith closes down the celebrated Manhattan music nightclub CBGB's, playing the last show at the venue. The club closes after an extended dispute between the club owner and the Bowery Residence Committee. Rock fans tried to preserve the building as a historical landmark, but those efforts fail, and a men's clothing store moves in to that spot. Celebrating birthdays this week, Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap is 80 years old this week. Two members of Dead End Company have birthdays. Bob Weir turns 75, and John Mayer turns 45. And this one was a little bit of a surprise to me. Eminem is celebrating a birthday. I think it's today. It's certainly this week. He was born Marshall Bruce Mathers 50 years ago today. Eminem is 50. We haven't played Eminem in a while. Let's do this one here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Yeah. I know sometimes things may not always make sense to you right now. But hey, what daddy always tell you? Straighten up, little soldier. Stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me. Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears. Daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. We're all we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls, looking puzzled in it. Days. I know it's confusing you. Daddy's always on the move. Mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again, like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream. Now hush, little baby, don't you cry, everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that upper lip up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. It's funny, I remember back 1 year when daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas. I sat up the whole night crying, cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed or shot up on the block. And your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it. And I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart. And it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment, and dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV and mama didn't like it, and you and Laney were too young to understand it. Papa was a Rolling Stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house, just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out to see how much you both have grown. It's almost like your sisters now. Wow, guess you pretty much are. And daddy's still here. Lanny, I'm talking to you too. Daddy's still here. I like the sound of that chair. It's got a ring to it, don't it? Shh, mama's only gone for the moment.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up a lip up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. And if you ask me to, daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. I'ma give you the world. I'ma buy a diamond ring for you. I'ma sing for you. I'll do anything for you to see you smile. And if that mockingbird don't sing and that ring don't shine, I'ma break that birdie's neck. I go back to the jeweler who sold it to you and make him eat every carrot the dead.
An album rock radio staple from the 1970s and early 1980s, that is Heart and Crazy on You. And before that, possibly the saddest song I've ever heard in my life, Mockingbird from Eminem. As we wish Marshall Mathers, Eminem, a happy 50th birthday this week. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO, and it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This group was founded in 1972 in Auckland, New Zealand. It's the first band from New Zealand to gain worldwide success, even if only for a moment. In the mid-70s, they caught the attention of Phil Manzanera of Roxy Music, who got them signed to a record deal and tried to introduce them in Britain, but that went nowhere, and they were dropped. In 1979, they released this song, which became an international album rock radio hit. And on their tour that year, they had equal billing with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's how popular they were. After that, they continued to have big success in New Zealand and Australia, but never again in America. And in 1984, lead Neil Finn left the band to form Crowded House, and this band, Split Enz, faded from the international scene. This is I Got You from Split Enz, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, on Rock of Ages.
I got you, that's all I want. I won't forget, that's a whole lot. I don't go out, not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout, that's no problem.
Thank you. can depend on.
From the 1971 album Santana 3, that is the great Santana and No One to Depend On. And before that, I got you from Split Ends, our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era, a feature we do every week here on the show. We are coming close to the top of the hour, but we still have time for another song or two, which we will get to right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For your Monday morning inspiration, I'll leave you with Matthew Perryman Jones on Rock of Ages WMFO.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. We do this every Monday morning from 8 till 9. We play the best rock from all eras here on Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. So until we meet again, I hope you have a great week. Get out there, enjoy this fantastic October weather. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.